It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries.
Have you tried the $6.99 meal of the day at Subway? Get a 6-inch sub of the day, small drink, and chips or two cookies just for $6.99. Make it a foot long for $3 more. Subway has specials every day. Stop by your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, Clear City, and two locations in Wilmer.
All right, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to RA Facility in Marshall. Paul Ramo, along with Bart Hill here. It's the Section 3A Boys Basketball Championship game.
Which one?
And we are excited about bringing you this championship game. The winner of this game goes to the state basketball tournament in 2 weeks. Actually, we'll talk about that in a little bit. State boys state basketball tournament will not be held next week, as usually is, because of some scheduling conflicts. But anyway, we got a great game for you. Bart Hill joins me again. You were ill on Saturday. You're doing good now, Bill Park.
I am glad I'm feeling great today, because you got to love this atmosphere. There's nothing like a section championship game, Paul, knowing that you are so close to a state tournament.
That's right. And we've been following Central Minnesota Christian since they were in Montevideo. The Blue Jays out of the north half taking on the south champions of Section 3A, Hills Beaver Creek, the Patriots. And the Patriots have a record of, 26 wins and 3 losses. The Blue Jays, they've just lost one time this year, Bart. They're 28-1.
Yeah, they just have a phenomenal team, and you've heard us talk about it before. They lost two starters to injury, although here is an update. Carter Tatius for the Blue Jays was out in the pregame warm-ups. He's suiting up tonight. Now, whether or not he'll play, he was limping around very gingerly, but that's a good sign for the Blue Jays that he's out there.
Okay, good. Both teams are on the floor. We got a great crowd here. Boy, the Central Minnesota Christian Blue Jays, I feel sorry for the fans, but it's a good thing, but it's not a good thing, because the girls, the Blue Jay girls, are playing at 5 o'clock right now at Williams Arena or Maturi Pavilion, so you got to split your fan base up.
I tell you, Paul, there must be every Blue Jays fan in America is either here or at, you know, Maturi Pavilion, because that side is almost filled up. We're looking right at the Blue Jays crowd, and there are a lot of people there, plus there's a lot of students there, and that's with addition to their team playing in the state tournament. It is amazing the support they give their team.
That's right. Central Minnesota Christian, as I mentioned, they come in 28-1. They're currently ranked number 2 in Class A. And offensively, they really can put up the numbers. They average 86 points a game. And their defense, Bart and I have talked about their defense the last couple broadcasts.
Yep.
They held their opponents to an average of 46 points.
Yeah, they're one of the best defensive teams in the state of Minnesota. That's why they're winning despite some of the injuries they have. But listen to this. You know, here are their 3 wins in the section tournament: 104-25, 89-45, and 90-65. Paul, they average 94 points in the playoffs and are giving up 45 points in the playoffs so far. That is just unheard of.
That's incredible.
That is incredible.
But we're really impressed with their defense.
Yeah.
The games that we've done, you know, and we're broadcasting Montevideo, we're on the end of the court up above and can see how their defense works. And you can explain it better than me.
Well, they say defense wins championships. That's true on a lot of levels and a lot of different sports. They play what's called a matchup zone, where they pick up someone in their area and they play the defense the life out of them. They don't let them have any breathing room whatsoever. If there's a person in your area, 2 defenders come at them at once, they force a lot of turnovers. If they move the ball around, they sag off and they find someone else to guard. And it's really, really fun to watch. And when you do it to perfection like they do, it's really a joy to see, because they can create so much havoc and so many turnovers. They turn those into instant fast break points and a lot of dunks.
Well, as I mentioned, they're 28-1, and you're probably wondering, well, who beat them? Well, it was Minnehaha Academy.
Yeah.
They're ranked 6th, I think, in 3A. And Minnehaha Academy right now, 22-5. Blue Jays lost to them 93-82, so that was their one loss.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? Minnehaha Academy, the alumnus of Chet Holmgren.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
Yeah. So you think about that. Wow. They have an outstanding basketball team.
Hills Beaver Creek, 26-3. They've had some quality wins, that's for sure. And it was state-ranked South Dakota teams. They did lose to West Lyon, Iowa, back on January 26-63-58, so that was a close game. They lost to Jackson County Central, and we'll see Jackson County Central next.
Yes, absolutely.
Yep, so, and the other loss was to Laverne. Laverne ended their season 21-6, so that was some quality losses there, if you want to say quality.
Easy time that section tournament as well, winning their first game 68-29, then they won 64-47. And in the North, or South Championship, they beat Southwest Minnesota Christian 69-48.
Pretty handily.
So they are averaging defensively, giving up about the same, just 41 points. They're only scoring 67 only. They're winning their games by 26 points.
All right. Both teams are on the floor. We got fans here at the RA facility for this section championship game. Let's go through your State Farm Insurance agent in Canby and Madison. You want to do it, Bart?
Absolutely, I can do it. So thank you, Tony Arata. Like State Farm, they're a good neighbor for us. We're going to be a great neighbor for you, bringing you this championship game, both games tonight. So first of all, for the visitors on the scoreboard, Central Minnesota Christian, they are coached by Ted Tatius. We got number two, Logan Roloff. He's a 6'1" senior. Number five, Asher Weberdink. He's a 6'7" junior. We got number 20, Caleb Asaki. He's a 5'11" sophomore. Number 22, Eli Gertis. He's a 6'1" junior. And number 24, Landon Tatius. He's a 6'4" freshman. So a very young team, just one starter in the lineup for the Blue Jays. For the Hills Beaver Creek Patriots, coached by Chad Rauch, they got number zero, Micah Bush. He's a 6'1" senior. Number three is Brody Metzger. He's a 6'4" sophomore. Number five, Jamin Metzger. He's a 6'5" senior. Number 12, Eduardo Wegener. He's a 6'1" senior. And number 23, Riggins Rowe. He's a 6'2" junior. So a little more experience for Hills Beaver Creek in the lineup.
And there's height involved, isn't there? When you get to this level of a championship game, you know a team is going to have some height.
Yeah, both teams have a couple tall players, a 6'4", 6'5", and 6'7", and 6'4", for the Blue Jays. So I expect this to be a really good game.
All right. So that wraps up our Subway pregame show.
Thanks.
We will take a break. We'll be back right after these words for five sponsors.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, Game Time, right here on Q92. Section sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by many fine area businesses, including American Surplus in Montevideo, Frog at Auction and Real Estate, Dawson Truck Parts, Dawson Tire Company, Olson Dray Service, Ludvigson Tiling, Tofty Auto and Sales, Gruel Electric, Cliff Wiesman Incorporated, Independent Oil Company in Canby, Kettit's Chiropractic Center, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Front Tossel Seeds, Pete's Electric Motor, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Ag Plus Cooperative, Appleton Dental Clinic, Lee Motor Company in Dawson, House of Spirits in Appleton. Section Sports brought to you by Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Minneota Building Center, Madison Healthcare Services, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Greater Community Credit Union, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, CCM Health in Montevideo, KB's Bar and Grill, Gislason's Hardware, Klein Insurance, NB Golf Cars, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Sather Building Supplies, Larson Tiling Incorporated. Section Sports brought to you by the Dawson Dairy Queen, Clean Site Portable Restrooms, Jim's Market, Heather Nursery, Lean Lumber, Prins Bank, Jenny O Turkey Store, Cargill, United Prairie Bank, UFP Minneota, our premier sponsor, Hendricks Farmers Lumber, Purus, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Section Sports brought to you by Shadowland Trucking and Lime Application, the Strand Agency, Southwest Insurance Services Incorporated, Kluger Law Office in Dawson, Haugen Insurance Agency, Haas Seeds, B. Johnson Electric, P.K. Egan's Restaurant, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Grace Haven Assisted Living, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Q92 Canby Farmers Grain, Edward Jones & Company, Chris Budzinski for House, Countryside Auto, Farmers Union Oil Company. Section Sports brought to you by Hilltop Bar and Grill in Dawson, First Security Bank of Canby, Appleton Area Health, Wow Auto Wash, The Dryer Doctors, Tenson Marine, City Hall Bar and Grill, Culligan, Volkslager Concrete, Warren Triggestead Seeds, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Doug Service and Marine, Miller Services Incorporated, Ryan Smith Seeds, Woodstock Telephone Company. Section Sports brought to you by Johnson Memorial Health Services, Prairie Sun Bank, State Bank of Taunton, B&B Electrical Contractors, Erickson Chevrolet and Dawson, Myers Electric and Infrared, Larson Brothers Concrete, Ag Processing Incorporated, AGP, Madison Bottling Company, Midwest Rivers Mutual Insurance, Madison Dental Clinic, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Canby Meat Center, and Hometown Kitchen and Bath. Thanks for joining us for Section Sports coverage on Q92.
Lean Lumber in Boyd and Madison provide a variety of different types of wood to cover every part of your new construction project or renovation. Whether it's for flooring, doors, windows, or shingles, Lean Lumber has it all. And they deliver. Call or visit their Madison shop today to get what you need. 320-698-7151. They are located right along Highway 40 in Madison. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30. Saturdays from 8 till noon. Lean Lumber, Boyd, and Madison.
Prins Bank of Prinsburg, established in 1916 to serve the needs of our local communities. We offer a variety of banking products and services. Prins Bank strives to make our customers' banking experiences easy and pleasant. Our friendly and experienced staff is highly committed to service and customer satisfaction. Our goal at Prins Bank is to combine friendly, hometown banking with a wide array of products and services to satisfy our customers' needs. Prins Bank, located in Prinsburg. Check us out on the web at www.prinsbank.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to 92.1 FM, KLQP, MadisonFM.com.
All right, welcome everybody back to RA facility. The AAA award winner is being announced right now, and we got a special guy out there, Bart.
We certainly do, Landon Keeman from Dawson Boyd.
All right, let's hear the PA announcer what he has to say about Landon Keeman here.
From those recipients, four male and four female recipients are chosen from each of the four sub-regions. Of those, one boy and one girl are chosen as their Region 3A recipients. Both our three Region 3A recipients this year have been involved and excelled in a multitude of activities throughout their high school years. At this time, in recognition of excellence in the classroom, on the athletic field, and court, and in the fine arts, we'd like to present our 2025-26 Region 3A AAA Award recipient, Landon Keeman from Dawson Boyd High School, son of Gary and Toby Keeman.
Congratulations,
Landon, on your exceptional high school accomplishment.
Congratulations to Landon Keeman from Dawson Boyd High School. Dan is all at mid center court there, Bart. And that's the AAA award winner. What's AAA award stand for?
Athletics and academics. So not only is he an athlete, he's also smart and he's creative. Wow, that's his trifecta.
That's right. His parents are Gary and Toby Keeman. And we're going to be talking to Landon. We're going to be talking to Landon at halftime of this game here, and we'll find out what Landon's all involved in at Dawson Boyd High School. That's probably one of the highest awards you probably can get in the Minnesota State High School League hands out part.
Absolutely. I used to tell my baseball players that if you can be academic all-state, that means you're not only a good baseball player, but you're a great student. Student-athletes is what it's all about. So congratulations to Landon, yeah. The AAA, wow, that is impressive.
All right, back to basketball. We have a Section 3A Boys Basketball Championship game for you, folks. And it's going to be a good one, I think. They haven't played each other this year, though.
Well, that's the unknown factor, and that can go to Hills Beaver Creek's advantage because we've seen the Blue Jays play a lot this year. We're very familiar with them, Paul. We know what they can bring. They're a high-flying offense. That is what's the word I'm looking for? It starts with their defense. And when they play good defense, it just rolls right into their offense. So Hills Beaver Creek is going to have to do something a little bit different to slow down the machine I call the Blue Jays of Central Minnesota Christian.
All right, the national anthem has been played. The Triple A award announced, and now we are ready to play basketball. The winner will go to the state boys basketball tournament in 2 weeks, not next week. And unfortunately, but you know what? I thought there was not going to be too many Central Minnesota Christian fans here, Bart, because the girls are playing right now in the state tournament. Look at the crowd here.
I don't understand. I don't know where they all came from. I see Mike and Sue Bredick. They live now in Prinsburg. They're here, too. But it is just really impressive, all the people that came out to support boys here.
Asher Weberding is jumping center. You'll hear his name a lot. He's a 6'7" junior jumping against Jamin Metzer. Metzer is 6'5", and he opens tip-off. Belongs to the Blue Jays there in their white away uniform.
I told you the blue team is going to win. They both have blue and white in their uniforms.
Roloff goes to the basket, lost the handle of the ball, and picked off there by number 11. Or zero, this is Micah Bush.
He's a well-put-together young individual.
Bush on the right wing, tries baseline, goes down, and a foul on the Blue Jays.
I believe it's going to be on Caleb Asaki. We'll find out for sure here. Yep.
I think Micah Bush for the Hills Beaver Creek, I think he hits the weight room, Bart.
Yes. Well, they've had an outstanding football program the last few years, and it looks like they all play.
Free throw up and no good by number zero, Micah Bush. Ball game just underway here at the RA facility in Marshall. Paul Ramo, Bart Hill, courtside. Second free throw is good by Bush. 1-0, Hills Beaver Creek. The Patriots, they're called. Bringing the ball up the floor is Eli Gerdes.
Looks like Hills Beaver Creek is in the zone defense as well.
Asaki kicks it in the corner. Weberding for three. Good! Asher Weberding, 6'7", pops a three-pointer.
Yeah, that's impressive. You can take the tallest guy on the court and put him on the three-point line and he can hit one.
Well, this is going to be a good defensive test here for the Blue Jays.
That's right.
They're man-to-man?
Nope, it's a matchup zone defense.
Matchup zone defense, okay.
Ooh.
Oh, a little short jumper by Jamin Metzer in the paint for Hills Beaver Creek.
Yeah.
And we're tied 3-3.
That's one of those mid-range jumpers. You don't see that very often anymore in high school basketball.
Gerdes at the top of the key. Now they go down on the baseline to Tatis. Double team, top of the key. Now they swing it to the left side, wide open, and a three-pointer is good by Eli Gerdes.
Well, that's one thing that, you know, they're kind of doing the same thing. They're playing zone. They're trying to pack it in to keep away from Weberding, but now they're hitting from the outside.
Bush. The Patriots, top of the key, three by number five. That's Jamin Metzer, and that was way short, and it went out of bounds. Blue Jay basketball. 6-3 Blue Jays. The winner goes to state. We're right next to the Blue Jay bench.
Listen to Ted call the plays. They're going to run Houston now, so we'll find out what that is.
Gerdes to the left wing to Tatius.
Now they switch their traditional man-to-man defense here.
Asaki on the right wing.
I think they had you after those back-to-back threes.
Tatius in the paint at the free throw. Goes to the basket. Oh. Trying to kiss it off the glass. No good. Mercer with the rebound.
Yeah, so it's good defense there by number 23. Riggins Rowe. He had to adjust his shot.
6-3 Blue Jays. Bush, number zero. And the ball stolen by Tatius.
It was a nice steal by the Blue Jays.
Tatius down the court. Back to Asaki. Asaki goes to the left side, lays it up and in. Caleb Asaki.
Yeah, the defensive guy gave him a little too much space. He just took it and went right to the hole.
8-3 Central Minnesota Christian leading Hills Beaver Creek early on here at the RE facility in Marshall. Blue Jays go down on the block. Was that Weberdink?
That was Weberdink, yes.
On the block, and the Blue Jays get the ball.
You know, he got beat going to the basket, but I don't think it bothered him because he's so tall and long, he just blocked the shot out of bounds.
15 minutes to go in the first half. 8-3, we got a whistle and a foul away from the basketball.
Should be on number three, I believe.
Yep.
He kind of held on to Gerdes there.
Brody Metzger Oh, there's a G there. G there. Metzger.
Metzger, yeah.
All right. Asaki will inbound the ball on the side court. 5-point lead for Central Minnesota Christian. Gertis dribbles to the paint. Spin move. Goes up. Shoots. Oh.
Put a lock down on that.
Yep. No good.
Metzger.
Sorry. Picked up the rebound. And the Patriots have the ball. Bush at the top of the key. Over to Wagner. They're looking inside. Now they get it inside. The Patriots down low on the baseline. Kick it back out. Here's a three-pointer by Wagner. And it's good. Eduardo Wagner.
That's the thing against the matchup zone. You have to move the ball around a lot because that time Caleb Asaki got out a little bit out of position.
2-point lead for the Blue Jays, and the Blue Jays have the basketball. Gertis. Asaki down to Hebert. Oh, and they throw it, and Asaki keeps it from going over the timeline. Hebert ain't on the baseline, down low, and it's kicked off by a Patriot. Turnover, Blue Jays.
Yeah, it's their third turnover, I think, which is uncharacteristic of them. Good defense by the Patriots so far.
This might be a low-scoring game with two outstanding defensive teams.
Correct.
Number three with the basketball. This is Metzger. Over to Bush.
You just have to be really patient, Paul. Those shots will get opened up.
Down low, they go to Bush. In the paint, Lee puts it up and in. He's got 3 points, and it's tied 8-8. There goes Wabernick to the basket. He's fouled hard by number five, Jamin Metzger. Boy, the Blue Jays can get down to four fast, can't they?
You know, you always tell the kids that the ball can travel in the air faster than someone can run. And if you use passes, you can get up the court in a hurry.
Asher Wieberding, he's a junior, 6'7", at the line, and his free throw is good. He hit a three-pointer early in the game here. Now the Blue Jays lead by a point, 9-8. Wieberding will get a second free throw. Free throws on its way and good. Want to welcome all our Central Minnesota Christian fans listening across the state, maybe some listening at Williams Arena. On the radio, Bush, 10-8. Oh, look at the scramble on the floor. We got a jump ball. Nice job by Logan Roloff to tie the ball up there.
He's a really good defender. He's one of the few seniors that sees action here for the Blue Jays.
What did I say? Hills Beaver Creek averages what? Almost 80 points a game?
Yeah.
And the Blue Jays average 85 points a game. They go down low. A nice dish, and they throw it out of bounds. The Patriots do. They had him open.
They really did. It was a nice drive by number five, Jamin Metzger. Had a nice pass, but the player wasn't quite ready for it.
13 minutes to go in the first half, 10-8 Blue Jays. Gertis goes down low to Roloff, and a foul on Hills Beaver Creek.
That's on 20.
And that's going to be on three. Brody Metzger, a sophomore.
That is second already, so they're going to bring in somebody new. Number 33 is going to check in.
Oh, they inbound the ball. It's blocked from behind. Nice block by Metzger. And they're going down the floor and laying it up and in was Brody Metzger.
Well, that's one thing, Pittsburgh talked about. They're very, very athletic here at Beaver Creek.
And a turnover by the Blue Jays. Now the Patriots can take the lead. Tied up 10-10. They go down low. Bush with it in the paint. Kicks it out. Number 23. This is Rowe. Bush, top of the key. Tied up 10-10. Can the Patriots take the lead here? Blue Jays all over them defensively. Bush goes to the basket in the paint. Down low. Kicks it out. The Rowe drives to the basket. The Patriots have the lead. 12-10.
They are being very patient on offense. Paul looking that ball around, finding some open seams.
12-10. Blue Jays down low to Roloff, and he's fouled underneath the Blue Jay basket. Boy, there's a lot of people here. You look on the end of the court there.
Yeah.
The stands are pretty much filling up there.
It is. The Hills Beaver Creek coach is very, very upset. He did not think that was a foul. Roloff will be on the line shooting two.
Roloff's free throw is good and makes it 12-11, Hills Beaver Creek. And now Logan can tie the ball game up with his second free throw.
And we talked about the defense of the Blue Jays, but the Patriot defense has forced four turnovers already.
It's no good. Rebounded by Roll. Under 12 minutes to go in the first half. Very low scoring, 12-11. They lob it in. Quick down low to number 33. Turns, one-handed shot, and he throws it off the glass. That's Carson Metzger, number 33, with his first basket. And the biggest lead of the game here by Hills Beaver Creek is three. Here's a three-pointer by Asaki deep in the corner. No good. Roloff with the rebound, and he throws it off. Bush, and the Blue Jays will keep the basketball.
Yeah, that's a smart play by Logan Roloff. He got the ball going out of bounds, so he threw it off a Patriot player.
Curtis gets the ball from the referee. Curtis looking to inbound it underneath the basket.
Oh, another turn.
And they turn it. They went to. Now it's the Patriots come down the floor with Bush with a 14-11 lead.
And
the ball's loose there, and it's picked up by number 33.
Oh, there's a push. Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Metzger
with a two-handed push from a Blue Jay, no foul, and then he turned around and whacked him in the face, no foul.
Metzger down low, number 33. And this is Rowe with a short jumper. Rowe with a short jumper, 16-11. And Coach Ted Bates is calling a timeout, Bart.
Yeah, he had to. The crowd is really into it, and it's just a lot of hustle by the Patriots right now.
We'll take a commercial break. It's Hills Beaver Creek 16, Central Minnesota Christian 11. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more Section Championship right after this.
The Genio Turkey Store Feed Mill in Dawson is proud to be a local consumer of locally produced corn and soy meal. You can call Dan Struxness at 320-769-4851 for information on feed. And Genio Turkey Store Feed Mill is happy to support local high school sports here on Q92. And good luck to all area teams and athletes. Genio Turkey Store Feed Mill in Dawson.
Welcome back to the RA facility in Marshall, Paul, Ramo, and Bart Hill. Bart, your thoughts on the game so far?
I am impressed by the Patriot defense so far. They've had or forced five Blue Jay turnovers, and they are just attacking the basket relentlessly.
16-11, Hills Beaver Creek leading Central Minnesota Christian for the Section 3A Boys Championship game here in Marshall. Asaki, timeout's over by Coach Ted Pages. Asaki, Caleb, left wing. Here's the shot put up. It's a three-pointer, and that's no good. That was by Eli Curtis. And here comes the Patriots with their lead and banking it in and missed by number five. That's Metzger, and rebounded there by the Blue Jays.
I'm really kind of curious why Weberdink is...
Oh, Weberdink puts up a one-handed shot. He scores, and Weberdink with seven.
I'm curious to know why he's not playing down lower. He's got such a height advantage. They got him outside the three-point line.
Oh, wide open underneath, and scoring is Jamin Metzger. Man, a little lapse of defense there by the Blue Jays.
Yeah.
18-13, Hills Beaver Creek leading. Curtis goes inside the Roloff. Kicks it out to Asaki for three. Yes! Caleb Asaki with a three-pointer. That was a big basket.
That really was. They needed that because the momentum was all on the Patriots' side.
Two-point lead for the Patriots, and they have the basketball, 18-16. A block by Weberdink. Number five, Jamin Metzger.
That's impressive. They get it any kind of seam, Paul. It doesn't matter if it's the wing or straight out front, and they're just flying to the basket. That time Weberdink came from behind and blocked that away.
Patriots get the ball underneath their basket. Looking to inbound it. They lead by 2 points, 18-16. They drive baseline. It's blocked by Patriots. What a foul on Central Minnesota Christian. Might be on Gurdis.
22.
Oh, it is on Gurdis. My goodness.
Yeah. He goes, is that on me or him? So, I guess if you have to ask, you should know.
So going to the free throw line will be number 23, Riggins Rowe, a 6'2" junior. and he has 4 points here in the first half. He'll be at the line shooting free throws.
What an entertaining game so far.
Free throws good by Rowe in front of a large crowd. That's what you expect in section basketball. Great facility here in Marshall. Always enjoy coming here. Second free throw by Rao, and he practices his free throws. You can tell that. He makes it look easy.
Yes, he does.
20-16, Patriots over to Blue Jays. But the Blue Jays have the ball. We have 9:20 to go.
Yeah, you just watched.
Now, Lone Curtis, is a roll-off with the basket.
I just look at Asher, and he's just floating on the wing. He's really not part of the offense yet.
That was roll-off, found an opening, and Logan went to the basket and scored. And it's back to cut the lead to two. Patriots go down low, and a block there by Gurnis, and a stolen rebound by number 33, Carson Metzger, and he puts it back for two. And a shot by Roloff, a close-in shot on the baseline, missed by Logan, picked up by the Patriots. They lead 22-18. Now the pace has kind of picked up now.
It has.
Patriots in their home uniforms, leading 22-18. 8:30 to play in the first half. They go down on the baseline, cut in the corner, through the pass. Oh, and Metzger gets the ball down to number three. Brody, here's a three-pointer good by Reagan Rowe. He's caught on fire here. He's got 9 points. And the Hill Cedar Creek fans are on their feet behind us.
Yeah, they came to play, that is for sure.
25-18, Patriots, Blue Jays three-pointer on the way, won't go, Asher gets the rebound, and we've got a jump ball.
Now that was a really good call. Weaver didn't got the rebound when he brought it down to go back up with the shot. They tied him up. Possession will stay with the Blue Jays, though.
25-18, Patriots.
Well, the Patriots are just so active on defense. They are a very athletic group.
Weberding, top of the key. This is from college three-point shot. Hit the rim, no good. Rebounded there by Metzger. And they throw it all the way down the floor, and a last touch by Weberding. We've got basketball here. We've got fans listening. Truck driver Kurt Baldwin is listening. I don't know if he's hauling takes today or not. Patriots down low, easy basket by Carson Metzger.
Nice turn with the left hand there.
Seems like the Patriots are scoring at will right now. Yeah. It's a 9-point lead. They got to get Weberdink involved. Weberdink has the ball. They steal it. Bush.
Wow.
If the Metzger, no good. Rebound is by number five. Metzger scores again.
Timeout. By Asaki, by running the court, Metzger, he took the rebound and put it back in.
20, and in the blink of an eye, the Patriots lead 29-18. Timeout by Ted Tatius of the Blue Jays. We'll be right back.
Man, I loved playing high school sports growing up. And it's fun being a fan now, don't get me wrong, but sitting in the stands feels like I'm missing out on all the action, you know? I wanted to get back in the game, so I signed up to be a high school official. It takes me back to my playing days. I'm supporting students, and I get paid to make the big calls. Do you want to see the game up close? Sign up to become an official in Minnesota at highschoolofficials.com.
All right, welcome back. The Blue Jays are down by 9, Bart.
Yeah, I'm not going to say it's a shock because I've never seen the Patriots play, but I will say after watching just the amount of time, 11 minutes so far, I'm really impressed with how hard they work and how athletic and strong they are.
29-18, Patriots leading Central Minnesota Christian. We've got 7:21 to play here in the first half. This is for the Section 3A Boys Basketball Championship.
The other thing that's impressive, the Patriots, I think they've had 4 offensive rebounds that directly led to a score. So when you crash the boards, good things happen.
Timeout's over by head coach Ted Tatius. Gurnis walks it up the floor across the midcourt. Now throws it to Asaki in the corner. Back to Gurnis. Gurnis drives to the basket. Free throw line. Shoots. Scores.
It's a little floater.
Eli Gurnis with 5 points for the Central Minnesota Christian. 29-20. Patriots, Bush. Over to number 12, Wagner. And his ball's taken away and picked up by Logan Roloff. He's going down the floor to Asaki in the corner. Asaki double team, gets it back to Roloff, and he's kept out of bounds. Turnover, Blue Jays.
Yeah, he tried to go to the baseline. It was good defense by number 23, Riggins Rowe, and he kind of just pushed him out of bounds a little bit, but I said he stepped on the baseline.
We'll have Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report coming up in 6 minutes and 35 seconds. 29-20, 9-point lead for Hills Beaver Creek. The winner goes to the state boys tournament. They lob it underneath the Metzger in the paint. Lost, kicks it in the corner. A drive to the basket, and Weaver ain't got a hand on it. Last touch by the Patriots, and it'll be Blue Jay basketball.
Yeah, that's more like the defense that we see, where they got active hands, getting in those passing lanes, deflecting the ball. Weaver didn't deflect it, went off of Patriots, out of bounds.
Jax Rimey comes in for the first time for the Blue Jays. So they're down by 9 points. They got 6:15 to work with here before halftime.
Yeah, they kind of do that a 1-2-2 defense that turns into a 2-1-1.
One-handed shot by Tatis, no good. And Roloff with the rebound. His shot won't go. Now it's blocked, and the Patriots get the ball. A couple opportunities there for the Blue Jays. They couldn't get it to go in the basket.
Well,
here's Micah Bush, number 0. Metzger, top of the key, down low to number 33. This is Carson Metzger. He goes to the basket, lays it off the glass. Oh. No good. Bush with the rebound.
Boy, he just used his muscle and fought that rebound away.
Bush, quick pass in the Metzger. A lot of Metzgers.
Three of them.
There's a three-pointer from the corner. Ooh. No good. Oh, we got a push, no whistle.
That.
And
okay.
Blue Jays get the ball. Curtis quickly up the floor for Central Minnesota Christian. Then he'll explode to the basket, and he lost the ball into the hands of Carson Metzger.
Yeah, no place to go for Eli. He went right into two defenders.
Down low, here's a three-pointer by Rowe, and it's good.
Wow.
His second three-pointer here in the half.
He's built more like a pulling guard, but he shoots like a normal guard.
32-20. Curtis. Three-pointer, top of the key, off the back iron, no good. Rebounded by Riggins Rowe of the Patriots. 12-point lead for the Patriots.
Well, and the Blue Jays don't do a lot of subbing, and there's some players out there that are gassed right now because of the pace of the, and physicality of the game.
Rowe, top away out here, right in front of us here. Weaverding guarding him, now gets the ball over to Bush. Bush, crossover dribble, goes to the basket. Off the glass, no good. Weaverdink with the rebound. And Asher's bringing the ball up the floor himself.
That's only the second rebound I have for Weaverdink so far, which is really
dangerous. Free throw line to Asher. Outside the three-point arc, 12-point lead. Blue Jays, Asher. Here's a three-pointer by Rimey, and that's off the rim. That was the shot in the corner from the baseline. Nothing falling for the Blue Jays right now.
No, they're a little bit cold.
Under 4 minutes to play in the first half. Paul Ramo, Bart Hill here courtside at the RA facility. 32-20, Hills Beaver Creek. Rowe drives on the goes to the basket, pulls it back out to Bush. Here's Metzger in the paint. Carson shot up over Tatis. No good. Rebounded by Roloff. Gives it up to Curtis. Back to Tatis, and he's fouled. Called by number 3, Brody Metzger, a sophomore.
That is second. Oh, that's his third foul. That is his third foul for number 3.
So he's got to come out one of the starters now, the Patriots, in foul trouble, huh?
Well, we'll see what kind of depth they have.
See if the Blue Jays can go on a run here before halftime.
Yeah, neither team is really subbing.
Oh, inside the Asher shot. Nice. Oh, he missed it.
Boy, he got hit hard on the arm there. That was a foul that they missed.
Asher right underneath the basket off the inbound pass. Couldn't get it to go. And as Bart mentioned, there was a lot of contact there. Yeah, but no whistle.
Yeah.
But that's not. There's a three-pointer on the way by number 12.
Wow.
Eduardo Wagner, his second three-pointer.
I don't know. I'm really impressed. This has got to be the best start they've had. And there's another, almost a turnover.
Tatis goes to the basket, lays it up. Oh, and Curtis with the rebound and put that.
Yeah, they just need to find a way to score and start creeping back into this thing. Down by 13. I never thought I'd be saying that.
35-22. Hills Beaver Creek leading Central Minnesota Christian with 2:40 to play in the first half. Eduardo Wagner with the basketball now in the corner to go. To push. Number one is Wallen. I think this is his first action, I think. And look at the, thank goodness, Riggins Rowe again. Goes to the basket, lays it up. He's got 14. He leads all scorers.
They just take their player one-on-one, their defensive player, and they do a spin move or go right to the hole.
Rimey to Asher. Weverding. Roll off in the cages. One-handed shot, no good. Rimey with the rebound, pulls it back out. Here's Weverding for three. That's no good. Roll off with the rebound. He banks it in for two.
Yeah.
They stayed with it.
Yep, sometimes you just got to do little things. A couple offensive rebounds kept the play alive.
A minute 45 on the clock. Bush loses the ball in the paint. It's on the floor. Picked up by the Blue Jays. They're off and running with Curtis. He's got Asher. Asher goes to the basket and scores.
That could have been an end run as well.
37-26. Now they get a couple more here to get a little momentum going into the locker room even though they're down. 37-26, Patriot. Bush at the top of the key, dribbling over to the right left wing. They go to Metzger. This is Jamin. Here's Rowe. He's hot. He leads with 14 points. Now to Bush. Shot clock what?
Down to 10.
Here's a long three-pointer by Rowe. He missed everything. Goes out of bounds.
Stepped out of bounds trying to save it.
Okay.
Well, this is a big possession here. Down by 11, they could cut it back to single digits here at the basket.
Rimey comes out and Asaki back in. Also,
look at this. Look, he's checking in.
Carter Tatius.
And the crowd is on their feet for him. The Blue Jays thought they lost him for the season with a knee injury. And that might be the boost they need, Pat.
And the Blue Jay fans come to their feet when Carter comes on the floor.
Wow, that is impressive.
It is. Curtis, Asaki. See if he can score. Weberding.
I think they just got to figure out a way how to get Asher down low.
They go to roll off. Here's Tatius in the corner. Curtis goes to the basket, drops it down low, shot up, whistle.
It was a late whistle.
It was
a late whistle. I'm going like, ooh, you've got to call that. But that's more like the Blue Jay basketball. Now we got guys cutting to the basket, 2-3 passes, and they get to the rim. That's what you need to do.
Nice to see Carter Tatius back on the floor.
You can see that he's not moving 100%, but
here's the free throw by Roloff, and it's good.
Wouldn't it be nice if
you
could sell grain for
Blue Jay fans all come to their feet?
Yeah, that's impressive. No, he's coming out.
Carter's coming out now.
And Carter's such a good shooter, you know, he doesn't necessarily have to do a whole lot, but if he's open on the three-point line, he can nail big three, and then you'd really see the crowd erupt.
Well, so down by 10, Roloff, second free throw, can cut it to 9, get it under 10, and the free throw's no good. Tatius with the rebound and puts it back! That's Lammon's first basket. Hey, a little bit of a run by the Blue Jays with 23 seconds to go.
That's right, never underestimate a good team. Now the crowd is on their feet. Down the last shot, we think.
15 seconds. Shot clock is off.
Ted's in front of us, imploring his defense. One stop. We need one stop.
Here's Bush. They go down low, and a shot.
Oh!
Got a foul on the Blue Jays with 4 seconds left.
I think they're going to call it on Landon Tatius.
Yep. Number five, Jamin Metzger will go to the free throw line.
Well, they did the right thing again. It didn't matter. He attacked two guys.
Free throw's on its way, and it's good. We're going to have Landon Keeman as our halftime guest, so stay tuned, folks. Triple-A award winner from Dawson Boyd High School. We'll talk with Landon at halftime. Second free throw here on its way, and that's nothing but net.
4 seconds left.
See if the Blue Jays can get a basket here. Here's throw off that midcourt, puts up, no, Patriots with a shot, harshly blocked. And we're going to halftime. Hills, Beaver Creek, 39. Central Minnesota Christian, 29. A 10-point lead for the Patriots. We'll be back in about a minute here and talk with Landon Keeman, AAA award winner, right after this.
Friday nights, early mornings, long practices, and big dreams. At United Prairie Bank, we're proud to support the high school athletes who give it their all, on the field, on the court, and in the classroom. Because when our students win, our whole community wins. From sponsoring local teams to investing in their future, United Prairie Bank is here to cheer them on today and tomorrow. United Prairie Bank, banking on our hometown champions. Member FDIC.
UFP Miniota is a manufacturing company specializing in roof and floor trusses, walls, stairs, pre-cut lumber, pallets, crating, and all your industrial needs. Call now to inquire about career opportunities at 507-872-6178 and ask for HR. That's UFP Miniota. They are a proud supporter of Miniota Athletics.
It's time for the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located in Dawson.
Monica, Easter's coming up. Can people hop on over to Monica's?
They sure can, Paul Ramel. I love that when they hop on into Monica's and look for some spring fashions, because Monica is getting all these new dresses and tops and capris and crop pants and jeans and just you name it, I got it. Sandals, sun and the fun, swimsuit cover-ups. I have it all in my vacation room. My shoe room is full of sandals and sun and fun. Shop Monica's in Awesome Dawson, Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment. And like me on Facebook.
Welcome to Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report. Paul Ramo along with Bart Hill here. We're at halftime. Hills Beaver Creek leading Central Minnesota Christian by 10 points, 39-29, Bart.
It's amazing. Like I said, I can't say it's a shocker just because I've never seen Hills Beaver Creek play before, but they are impressive with how hard they play and how athletic they are.
All right. We'll talk more about the game in a little bit, but I've asked Dawson boys Landon Keeman to come and join us here at halftime. Landon received the AAA award out of Section 3A for the boys. He was recognized before the game here in front of this large crowd, and Landon joins us. Congratulations, Landon.
Thank you very much.
That was it's quite an award there,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, quite.
AAA, for our listeners that don't know about that, what's that mean?
It's it's an award, and it's you get recognized for it for being in arts and music, and then sports, and then academics.
Okay. So athletics, academics, and art.
Yep.
Okay, right, Bart?
Absolutely.
Did you get the AAA award, Bart?
In school, I got a lot of B's and C's. I didn't get triple A's ever or anything like that. No, I was not involved with the art.
Yeah, I'm far from that. Anyway, Landon, tell us what you're all involved in at Dawson Boys.
So,
let's go with athletics first.
Okay. So in the fall, I run cross country with Coach Sherb. And then I play basketball in the winter, and then play golf in the spring.
That's right. You played in this game last year, didn't you?
Yeah.
What was that experience for you?
It was so fun. Like, once in a lifetime. It was amazing.
Yep. You got to play at Williams Arena.
Yeah.
Quite a memory, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. What sport do you like the best? Can I put you on the spot there? Do you have a favorite sport?
I think I'm best at cross country, but my favorite is probably golf.
Yep, you're a good golfer.
Yep.
How's the boys' golf team going to do this year?
Should be pretty good. Should be a challenge to get through the section, but hopefully we can do it.
How about the girls' team, state champions from last year?
Yeah, that's insane.
They got everybody back, though, don't they, but Lindsay?
Yeah, everyone but Lindsay is back, yeah.
Okay, so good. You're already out on the course?
Yep, we went Monday when it was really nice out. And then it snowed, obviously, but we've been playing at the Hilltop in their simulator.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So athletics and arts?
Yep.
I mean, Academic. Talk about your academic.
So
4.0?
Close.
Okay.
3.9.
Oh,
man. Close enough. Yeah. I would say, yeah, I tried pretty hard in school. I would say, yeah.
What's your future?
I'm going to Grand Canyon University down in Arizona.
Wow.
And I'm going for pre-med.
Oh, pre-med.
Yep. Wow. That is awesome.
Why'd you pick that college?
First of all, it's warm.
You gotta love the view, too.
Exactly. But it also is a really good Christian college, and Christianity and spirituality is pretty big, so.
I know your faith is really important to you, isn't it?
Yep.
That's great.
That's incredible.
All right.
Well, I gotta ask you, with being involved with all of those things, how do you find time just to be a kid, or is that just being a kid doing the things you do?
I would say it's a little bit of both. Sometimes it gets stressful and overwhelming, but then, like, weekends I'm usually free, and I try and do as much as I can with my friends. I mean, I'm always hanging out with them.
No.
So, yeah.
Do you have a job, a part-time job?
Not yet. This summer, probably.
Okay. All right.
I don't think he has time, Paul.
No, he doesn't have time. So, yeah, so you get to go down to the cities to the state tournament now, right?
Yep.
And they do that on TV at halftime, I think, right?
You have to wear a suit or anything?
Yep.
Are you a suit and tie guy?
Yeah.
Okay. Arts. Did we talk about arts at all?
Not yet.
Okay, how about that?
So I'm involved in orchestra, band, and choir at school. And then I'm also, it's kind of extracurricular, but I'm involved in Agape through Grace Lutheran Church. And then I also drum for Grace on Sunday morning.
Oh, wow.
And then I'm also involved in a rock band with some of my friends from Boston.
What's the band called?
It's called The Stitches.
You guys are awesome.
Yeah,
heard
thank
you.
You.
Three
thank
times
you.
Now.
Thank
You've
you.
Heard them before,
I said they
Mark?
Need to get you to the fair every year. Yeah. That'd be fun.
How that group got put together?
I don't really know. They asked me to join after it was created, and then, of course, I had to say yes.
What kind of music do you play?
Rock. 80s, 90s, early 2000s rock.
How about some 70s?
Yeah, we play a few.
Right.
Black Sabbath.
All right.
They are really good.
All right. Landon, thanks for joining us here at halftime. And
thank
really,
you.
Congratulations on the AAA award.
Yeah, thank you.
That's one. I think that's one of the highest awards you can get.
Yeah, I think so.
It covers everything.
Exactly.
That'll look really good on your resume when you're applying for a job.
Exactly.
Wow. Thanks, Landon.
Thank you.
Thank you. Best of luck, Landon.
Landon Keeman, AAA award from Dawson Boyd High School. Nice kid, isn't he?
Super. You can see he's very well grounded.
All right, we got about a minute. Let's go through the first half here. The Blue Jays down by 10.
Yeah, I'm just, I never thought I'd see this, but the Blue Jays are getting out-rebounded by the Patriots, and really they've had, I think, 9 turnovers, which really is uncharacteristic of the Blue Jays. So, Paul, this is what it's all about now. You've got 18 minutes to go in your career, whether or not you're going to go home or go to a state tournament. So we're going to find out which coach and which players make the best adjustments in the second half.
All right, the leading scorer for Hills Beaver Creek is Regan Rowe, number 23, and he's a 6'2" junior, more of a football player-looking guy, huh?
Yeah, like I said, he looks like a great pulling guard on the football team.
14 points he leads the Patriots in scoring. Kind of, we got 9 points for Weeperding, 7 for Eli Gertis, 6 for Roloff, and Caleb Asaki with 5. For Central Minnesota Christian.
Yeah, and the defenses are very similar. You know, they're playing that zone defense. It's like a matchup zone defense, too. And after the Blue Jays hit their first 2 shots from the three-point line, they aren't open anymore. They're just getting swarmed on the outside now.
All right, we'll take a break. That wraps up Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report. Shop Monica's there on Chestnut Street. We'll be back in about 2 minutes with the start of the second half. It's 39-29, Patriots over the Blue Jays.
You've been listening to the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson. Wouldn't it be nice if you could sell grain from your office, from your tractor, from the local coffee shop? What if you're on vacation, the market runs, and you want to sell? With CargillAg.com, you can. Anytime you have internet access, you can sell your grain to Cargill. By signing up for a free account through your farm marketer or sales support rep, you can manage all of your Cargill activity, including tracking all of your grain contracts, scale tickets, and more. You can also sign documents with the Cargill e-signature.
sell grain, and check the latest futures prices. Contact your local Cargill representative or visit CargillAg.com.
Hendricks Farmers Lumber Company is the answer to your building needs. They have the exact building to meet your farm needs, from machinery to livestock buildings. Their competent staff will help you design a building to perfectly suit your farm operation. Ask them about vinyl siding or steel siding and never worry about painting again. They also carry cattle gates, hog panels, also Sioux water tanks. And check with them for everything you need on the farm. It doesn't matter what time of the year it is, they're always here to help you with your farming operation. Hendricks Farmers Lumber Company for all your building needs. Call 507-275-3359.
Paul Ramo, Bart Hill back here at the RA facility in Marshall, Section 3A Boys Basketball Championship game. Glad you're with us on Q92. Bart,
18 minutes to go, Paul.
And a 10-point lead for the Blue Jays, or for the Patriots of Hills Fever Creek, and they have the basketball to start the second half. Great crowd here at the RA facility. They got loud right before halftime. Bush with the ball for the Patriots. Here's Rowe. He leads with 14 points. They go to number 5. Good defense.
That's it.
They go into Bush in the paint and hand it off. Rowe is going to drive to the basket, and he's blocked.
Oh! Did not like that call.
Who's that on?
That's on Logan Rolos. It's just his first, but I thought it was really solid defense moving his feet. There's a little bit of contact. Then, of course, Asher Weaverden came over and blocked his shot. It would have been the Blue Jays' ball, but he's going to go to the line for a pair now.
Rose free throw is missed. He had 2 threes in the first half for the big guy.
Yeah, I was going to say that it looked like they were making a more concerted effort to stop those dribble drives, and then, of course, then Rowe got to their line.
Second free throw is also missed, but the Patriots keep the ball. Metzger. Rowe. In the Metzger. Weaverdink almost got a hand on it. Metzger spin move, goes up against Weaverdink, missed the shot, picked up by Rolos. Logan's going to go coast to coast. Lays it up, left hand, no good. Gets his rebound, and now it's picked off. And here's a fast break for the Patriots. And by Jamin Merkster, a slam dunk.
His name is Jamin, so he should change it to Jamin.
41-29, Hills Beaver Creek. Now the ball goes out of bounds underneath the Blue Jay basket.
No, that was off another turnover then. So it looks like a swarming defense, too, for the Patriots.
Eli Gertis will get the ball, lobs it in, the roll off at the top of the key, back to Eli, in the corner, to Tatis for three, good! Landon Tatis, he only had 2 points in the first half, he's got five now, 41-32.
There's another drive, they got lucky there, Paul.
Weaverdink with the rebound off the missed layup by the Patriots.
He had an open look on a drive to the basket. They did not cut him off.
Gertis, all the way to Weaverdink. Weaverdink's going to drive to the basket. The ball swatted out of his hand. Yeah. Put up and in!
Yeah, it got swatted out. He went and got it and put it back up and in.
Asher Weaverdink, and it's 41-34.
They need some more Asher down low doing just what he did.
Roll in the paint.
There's a travel.
Pulls it down. Left hand up and in and foul. That's a foul, right?
Yep, he's going to get to a basket and shooting one. Boy, that Metzger is just... I wonder where he plays on the football team. Yep, the basket was good. So
43-34.
He's going like, that's fine. I understand the call down there, but what about on our end? I agree.
Free throw is missed by number 5, Jamin Metzger.
That's the only thing right now. They've missed their last 3 free throws, the Patriots.
43-34. Gertis goes in the corner. Now to Saki for 3. And off the back iron, no good. Rebounded there by number 3. Now taken away.
There's a lot of bodies hitting the floor here.
Major collision. It's going to be a foul on the Patriots, I believe. What happened
number
there,
but that's on number 3. That's his fourth ball. Oh, he was just going for a loose ball and kind of knocked Logan Rolfe on the ground. That was a hard foul.
Brody Metzger is out of the game with 4 personal fouls right now.
I don't imagine we're going to see him until late in the game.
Blue Jays with the blast. Basketball takes us. Baseline jumper, no good. And rebounded there by number 33, Carson Metzger.
Yeah, they got to move the ball
Bush.
A little more.
Ball taken away. Tatis got it. DeGurtis, Sasaki up off the glass. No good. Weberding, rebound and put back by Asher. 43-36.
Well, now we're seeing Asher be a little more physical, a little more present on the offensive end.
Tatis with the basketball. 15 minutes to go in the game. Down low, Tatis with the block. Fast break. Weberding goes in, scores! And the Blue Jays are on the run. Hills Beaver Creek calling a timeout. Here come the Blue Jays. Timeout on the floor. 43-38 with 14:51 to play in the ballgame. We'll be back with more section championship right after this.
Puris in Dawson is a Minnesota-based family business that brings food producers, makers, and users all together to feed a growing plant-based revolution. Puris offers a family-friendly schedule, competitive wages, great benefits, and a safe work environment. Does that sound exciting to you? Starting wage is $20 per hour. Join the Puris team to make a real difference. Check out opportunities at Puris and apply online at purisfoods.com. Purus, safe people, safe food.
Hey, Paul Ramel, Bart Hill back here at the area facility. It's 43-38, Patriots over the Blue Jays here in Marshall. But what's happening in state basketball? We've got a Central Minnesota Christian Blue Jay girls team.
Yeah,
right?
I've got an update. They're ahead at halftime, 45-37. 45 points they put up in the first half. That's impressive. They're the number 6 seed in the state tournament. Keller Northholm is the number 2 seed.
All right, go Blue Jays, right?
Jackson Rimey checking in.
Go Blue Jays down at Maturity Pavilion right now.
We've got a full court man-to-man defense now put on by the Blue Jays here. We're going to see if they can run this momentum.
A lot of basketball left. 14:51 to play in the first in the ball game. But we've got a full court press for the Blue Jays.
Oh, boy.
Football
they ran
pass
that.
The
they ran that.
And we got a touchdown.
Well, they sent everyone up there, and they ran one guy back the other direction. He was wide open.
45-38.
That was a well-called play.
Oh, zone defense here for the Patriots. Sasaki to Rimey. And they go in the corner, and, man, this Reagan Rowe, he is doing it on both ends of the floor right now.
Yep.
Just knocked the ball out of bounds. Blue Jays keep the ball.
Yeah, I think they've got to move more, and then for a while they're getting some cuts to the basket where they're getting a pass and going up. They got to find that formula again.
Blue Jays inbound it. Here's down low they go to Roloff, and the ball's knocked out of his hands, and they got it picked up. We got a jump ball.
Yep. That was good help defense with that Bush, number 0. Well, he came over. It looks like Roloff was going to have a nice spin move for maybe an attempted shot, and Bush came in there and jumped it up.
This is a good possession here. The Blue Jays score. They'll get within striking distance.
Correct.
Blue Jays inbound the ball all the way to Sasaki. Here's Weberding, top of the key. Asher in the corner. Tatis for 3.
Nope.
Off the rim. No good. Weberding with the rebound. Oh. Up and in. What a play by Asher Weberding.
Yep.
It's a 5-point lead.
He's one of the best players on the court, Paul. He needs to show it the rest of the way.
45-40, just a 5-point lead now for Hills Beaver Creek. They go down low, block.
Oh,
they call a foul.
There's another late call. Yeah, they're just driving to the basket. They are not afraid. 22, that was on. That's just his second.
Micah Bush will go to the free throw line, the senior. And he has 5 points in the ball game. Free throws on its way. It's no good. Boy, they're struggling.
They are.
I don't think they've made a free throw in the second half.
No, they're 0-for-4.
Second free throw by number 0, Micah Bush, and that one's good.
Well, that's probably good news if they have to foul him late in the game.
Remember, who's out? Brody Metzger is out. Blue Jays go down, and here's a three-pointer on the way. No good. That was by Goodis.
Oh, nice
Jason
rebound.
With the rebound. He puts it up.
He got hammered.
No good, and no whistle.
Dang it. He got the rebound, did a putback, and I thought there was a lot of arm and probably a couple fingers.
Micah Bush now. Patriots with their six-point lead. The Blue Jays are clawing their way back here. Here's Rowe. He's been quiet in the second half.
Jump ball.
And yep. Good call, Bart.
That was an excellent call. I would have been really disappointed. The Blue Jays would have been a lot more disappointed, but I thought that was an excellent call in the jump ball there.
Patriots get the possession underneath their own basket. They lead by six. I think they had like a 12-point lead or something, didn't they?
They had an 11-point lead.
11-point. They go in the paint. Shot over to number 12. This is Wagner. Wagner. The Bush in the row. Row shot. No good.
No way.
No, a late whistle there. Patriots will be called for the foul.
Yeah, that was the official from outside the three-point line that called that one.
Carson Metzger will go to the free-throw line. He's just a 10th grader. He's 6'3".
Well, we'll see how it is. I think they're 1-for-4 so far, free throws. But we'll see.
6-point lead, 7-point lead. 7-point lead, 47-40. A lot of basketball left. 13 minutes exactly to be exact. Second free throw is also good by Carson Metzger. Well, the Blue Jays need to score. They're down by 8. Asaki, the Patriot fans sit behind us.
Oh, gosh.
Patriot fans sit behind us. They're on their feet. There goes Curtis down low. Shot no good.
That was just not a good shot. He tried to squeeze in between two players. A little off-balance layup did not go in.
Blue Jays have come away empty the last couple trips down the floor. Metzger, number 23. Oh, this is Rowe, excuse me. Out by Jamin Metzger, 14 for him. Back to a 10-point lead.
That's five straight points now by the Patriots.
50-40.
Oh, God. Well, you see a lot of cross-court passing call by the Blue Jays. That's really tough to do against an aggressive defense.
It was last touched by a Patriot. Yeah, they're throwing the ball all the way across the court.
Yeah. They've got to find those cutters going down in the middle. Or
Weverding inbounds it to Curtis. Eli way out at midcourt. 12:08 to play in the ballgame. Who's going to play in the state tournament? Right now it's a 10-point lead for Hills Beaver Creek. You're listening to the Section 3A championship game. Curtis for three. Oh, no.
Oh, nice.
Patriots with the rebound. Gets it back to Asher. Asher for three. Good. He needs to keep shooting.
That was a huge rebound by Landon Patriots. He could have shot it, but he kicked it out to Asher.
Patriots, Bush in the paint. Back out to Rowe. Now to Metzger.
That was a drive. Wow. He used a nice screen and just dribbled hooks right around the defense. Easy layup.
Timeout on the floor. 11:28 to play. Bills Beaver Creek 52. Central Minnesota Christian 43. We'll be back. You're listening to the Section 3A Boys Basketball Championship game right here on Q92.
If a new ride is on your wish list, the Co-op Credit Union has a little tip for you. Get pre-qualified before you walk into a dealership. This helps put you in the driver's seat during the car buying process, and it helps keep your budget in check. Co-op Credit Union is local people making local decisions on your auto and consumer loans. Stop by any of their locations in Montevideo, Benson, Canby, or Wilmer.
Co-op Credit Union, we're your financial home.
Normal lending guidelines apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
Paul Ramo, Bart Hill here at the RA facility in Marshall. You're listening to Section 3A Boys Basketball Championship game. 52-43, Patriots leading the Blue Jays. Bart?
Yeah, we're just talking about, you know, we usually see the Blue Jays go up and down the court in these fast breaks, but they're not getting them, mostly because of the defensive pressure that the Patriots putting on and the rebounding ability. Every rebound is a fight.
Well, the Blue Jays cut it to 5 with 13:50 to play. That's the closest they've got here. Now a bit of a run here by the Patriots.
Yeah, they get to 5, and then the Patriots will go on a run. They get to 5 and another run.
Well, it's 52-43, and the Blue Jays have the ball. as they run their offense here. Asaki in the corner to Gurdjieff, back to Asaki, wide open for three. Missed it, rebounded by Gurdjieff. Down to Tejas has it on the baseline. Tejas, nowhere to go. Now to Weberding, back to Tejas. Quick pass underneath to Gurdjieff. He lost the ball, then he gets it back to Weberding. Weberding goes back and scores.
Wow. Gurdjieff fought, was falling out of bounds, almost fell on his keister, and he got it to Asher Weberding somehow for a big basket.
A hard-fought point there for the Blue Jays. Now they get a defensive stop here, and Rowe almost lost the ball, goes to the basket, Tejas on the block, Rowe gets the rebound, and scores.
Yep. You teach the young players to follow your own shot, never assume you're going to make it. He got his own rebound, went back for an easy putback.
54-45, Hills Beaver Creek. 10:20 to go. Weberding for three. That's way off the mark. And it's rebounded by the Patriots. Coming up on 10 minutes to go in the ballgame, folks.
And now you can see, too, that the Blue Jays are looking up at the clock all the time after every possession.
Patriots with the ball.
Nice move.
Down
the
clock. There's a fast break. The Weberding slams dunk. Boom! Oh, my goodness. What a slam dunk by Asher Weberding. Let's see if that fires him up.
Is that Tejas on the block down there?
Yeah, Tejas on the block.
Gets the block and the assist.
54-47. Blue Jays have to have a stop here.
They do.
They go in the bush. Now Rowe at the free throw line. Bush was thinking about popping a three. Drives to the basket on Weberding. Shoots over Weberding, and Tejas with the rebound, and we have a ball on the Patriots.
Okay, wow. I thought they might call a jump ball, and I thought that's too quick for a jump ball, but they're going to call a foul. Carson Metzger, one of the three Metzgers.
Well, the Patriots, if the Blue Jays can come down and hit a three, they'll cut the lead to four. They have the ball. They're down 54-47.
They need some kind of basket here, some kind of points.
9:14 to go. Asaki in the corner. Three-pointer from the baseline by Gurdjieff. So good. Rebounded by the Patriots.
I was ready to holler there, but...
Oh, if that would have went in, it would have cut the lead to four. 9 minutes to go in the game. 9 minutes right now.
Well,
there goes number five to the basket, and he scores again. Damon Metzger. 15 points. Gurdjieff in the roll-off. Here's Weberding. Tejas on the baseline. Roll-off. Weberding. Gurdjieff. Trying to get a good shot here.
Well, they got five Blue Jays around the perimeter.
Tejas in the corner off the sock. Into Gurdjieff. Here's Weberding. Open for three. Good! Asher Weberding catching fire.
Yeah, they had five guys around the perimeter who just kept passing the ball around until Weberding was open.
It's a six-point lead, and the Blue Jays fans come to their feet again.
They need a couple stops on defense, though.
Bush out to number five, Metzger. He's been hot here in the second half for the Patriots.
I'd give him a little space because he's going to drive on you.
Here's Bush. They pull it back out. Shot clock to the 10. They go to the basket, shot,
nice
no
defense.
Good.
Nice defense by Asaki.
Here come the Blue Jays. Asaki down by six. Weberding for three. Go!
Oh, my God. How did that not
go? Weberding gets the ball back.
Oh, here's a foul.
And we got a foul.
Pressing rolled in. It looked like it was through the net, and mysteriously popped back up.
27 points for Asher Weberding. Boy, he had a good look at the three there. I thought that was going to go.
That would have been huge. Would have been a three-point game. Called a foul on Hero Bush on that loose ball on the rebound.
Oh, number three's back in.
Yeah, he's got four fouls and seven and a half minutes to go. I tell you what, you know, I don't know where he is on the defense, but it'd be a guy to look at to try to drive against.
Hey, the Blue Jays inbound the ball underneath their basket. They're down by 6 points. 7:30 to play. They go to Tejas for three. That's off the mark. Weberding for the rebound. Going to the free throw line.
I think he got fouled three times on that. That's on 33. That's just his second.
So Asher Weberding will go to the free throw line. He had 9 points in the first half. He's got 27 right now.
Yeah.
He'll try to make it 28.
Oh, he's crashing the boards, getting a lot of offensive rebounds.
Nope, free throws missed. Gotta have the free throws, down by six.
You gotta make them.
Somebody's going to the state boys basketball tournament. Second free throw by Asher. He's playing his heart out right now.
He hasn't come out. Most of them don't come out for the rest.
Second free throw's good. It's a 5-point lead with 7:17 to play.
So far, they haven't been able to crack that 5-point deficit.
Patriots with the ball, leading 56-51. They go to Rowe. Oh, this is here's Rowe with the basketball. Goes by Patriots down low, shot up, and that rattle in and out. And gets the rebound and puts back with Carson Metzger.
He didn't box out. Yeah, they let him get to the rim too easy. He missed it. But then Carson Metzger was right there, Johnny on the spot.
Here's Osaki for three. He hits it from deep in the corner. Caleb Osaki for three. And it's a 4-point lead for Hills Beaver Creek.
Boy, if they get a stop and a score here, this place is going to there's a back
door. Oh, down low. And scoring is number three, Brody Metzger. Just 4 points. Down the ball. No. Stolen. And stepped out of bounds. Oh, now we got an argument right in front of us, Mark.
Yeah, the ball was loose out of bounds, got tipped, and he came running, but he was out of bounds, ran back in to play and touch the ball. So you can't touch the ball, go out of bounds, and be the first one to touch the ball coming back in.
Blue Jays are inbound the ball right in front of us here.
Ooh, man.
They're down by six. 60 to 54. Crunch time for the Central Minnesota. So the Christian Blue Jays. Every possession important. Patriots is fouled by number zero, Micah Bush. And the Patriots fans aren't happy behind
them. Boy, they are really yelling some nasty things. I don't know if you can hear that on radio. I hope not. They are not happy.
Blue Jays inbound the ball. Weberding, top of the key. Or now over to Roloff. Roloff drives to the basket, kicks it to Osaki. The shot is blocked, and it goes out of bounds.
Nice block by Bush.
Blue Jays keep the ball.
Boy, you would have really saw. Ha. Like I said, they just can't crack that. It gets to be 5 points. And
that one is a pass. Caleb, he scores. What a nice play off the inbound pass.
He was in the corner like he was going to set up for a three. He went off the screen, went up to the rim, and alley-ooped on the inbound.
5:50 to go. 5:50 on the clock, folks. Somebody's going to the state tournament. Here's a three-pointer on its way. No good. Bush with the rebound. And we got a foul on the Blue Jays underneath the basket. 22, Eli Gertis.
His third personal foul.
Patriots will inbound the ball underneath their own basket.
Yeah, 5 fouls apiece, so even if both teams are yelling.
They lead by four. The Patriots do. And now they go up. Shot up. No good. Look him go for the rebound. Patriots keep the ball. Bush in the paint. 3 second call there. No whistle.
He was pitching a tenth.
Here's Rowe off the top of the key. Drives. Baseline. Metzger goes to the basket. Big foul.
They're just letting them drive to the basket too easy. They've got to move their feet, Paul. I know it's easier said than done.
60 to 56 is the score. Hills Beaver Creek leading Central Minnesota Christian by 4 points with 5 minutes and 17 seconds to play in the game. Patriots number three, Carson Metzger at the free throw line. He missed it.
That's the only thing that's been saving the Blue Jays so far.
Can the Blue Jays come back here? Down by four. I don't know if they've led.
I don't think
they have. Oh, maybe
they led 3-1.
Yep. And the second free throw is good by Metzger. 13 points. 61-56. Here come the Blue Jays. How about this? Every possession. Osaki. Gertis. Osaki. Left wing to Weberding. In the roll-off. Roll-off. Back to Asher in the corner. Asher. Here's Osaki. In the corner they go. Swatted out of bounds.
Who is that? Number five. That was
Metzger.
Yeah.
Damon Metzger. Blue Jays have the ball underneath the basket. 4 minutes, 54 seconds to go in this championship game.
Try that again? Nope.
Curtis lobs it into Weberding. Back to Curtis. Eli dribbles out of the corner. Asaki.
We're going to be wanting to take the shots here, Paul.
Asaki for three from way out. That's no good. Hit the front of the rim. Rebounded by the Patriots.
I think if they could get it to 2 or 3 points, you'd really see the crowd go crazy.
Take a deep breath, folks. We got 4:30 to go.
Seems like the Patriots always have an answer after a little run by the Blue Jays.
Patriots with the ball. There's Metzger. Jamming goes in. And that's a good foul, though.
It was. The dribble drive in the back door.
Patriots with the foul.
Number 24,
we've seen the Blue Jays play such good defense, game in and game out. And right now the Patriots are just taking two and Paul.
Carson Metzger with 13 points. Now he has 14 from the free throw line. Paul Ramo, Bart Hill here at the RE facility. Marshall, glad you're with us on Q92. Section 3A boys basketball, 62-56 Patriots. And number 33, Carson Metzger, second free throw is good.
Those are big free throws.
They got three players in double figures.
Just like that, it goes up to 7 points for them, Paul.
Blue Jay fans, come to their feet. Asaka,
alley-oop,
alley-oop. To Asher scores! 30 points for Asher Weberding.
Yeah, it was a good backdoor screen. He wanted to catch it in the air, but he couldn't quite get there soon enough.
63-58. Hills, Beaver Creek, Bush finds an opening, goes to the basket, plays it up.
You can just see the frustration in Ted time after time.
Here's Asaki for three. Rolls up, no good. Rebound by the Patriots. Now a timeout by the Patriots. Timeout on the floor. 3:40 to play in the ball game. 65-58 Hills Beaver Creek. We'll be right back.
Shadowland Farms Trucking of Appleton offers custom trucking, lime application, and excavation. Call Brad Mitchell for more information at 320-297-0142. And Shadowland Farm Trucking is a proud sponsor of all Lacaparral Valley sports and activities.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Paul Ramo, Bart Hill back here. What a championship game we got going on here, Bart. 65-58, Hills Beaver Creek leading the Blue Jays with just 3:40 to play.
Yeah, the Blue Jays got it to 5 numerous times. I think they have it to 4 at one point, and they just can't crack that. It can't get in closer. The Patriots always have an answer, and it's usually somebody driving to the basket or getting to the free throw line.
Timeout over by the head coach, Hills Beaver Creek. What do the Blue Jays need to do in the next 3:40?
Well, I think offensively you're seeing it now. They're trying to find more ways to get to the rim or swing the ball around and get up at threes. And for the Patriots, you got to do the exact same thing you're doing. You change nothing. And that means the Blue Jays have to stop the dribble drive going to the basket.
All right. Full court press put out by the Blue Jays. Asaki guarding Bush. Bush gets across the half court line. Patriots set up their offense. To go to Metzger. Metzger double team, now loses the ball.
Oh, it's on the foul.
Foul on the Blue Jays.
That'll put a 1-1 now. So they're going to have the 1-1 bonus here the rest of the game. I thought they had a nice little trap, almost got a steal. And just got their hand caught in the cookie jar.
Well, free throws are important, aren't they?
Yep.
Down the stretch here.
The Patriots go to state. We know why. They'll make these free throws.
Free throws good by Jamin Metzger. 17 for him. He'll try for 18. Try to make it a 9-point lead with 3:28 to play. And he does. Well, the Blue Jays are going to have to score. And they're going to have to score often here and quick.
That's right.
Asaki. 67-58, Asaki just threw the ball away. Oh, it was tipped by a Patriot.
Yep.
Didn't see that.
He retained the ball. It was right in the corner.
Asaki will get the ball in front of his own bench.
The Patriot fans behind us are just imploring, defense, come on.
Here's Curtis.
Oh, he could
roll off that was. Here's Curtis now. Curtis, get the ball to Asher. Back to Curtis. Osaki for three in the corner. Short, rebounded there by Carson Metzger.
They just need someone else to step up and score besides Lieberman.
3 minutes to go. 67-58, Dills Beaver Creek.
This might be the possession of the game, Paul, here. They cannot let him score.
Bush.
He's going to get the
ball. Double team.
Step in line.
Out of bounds. It's going to be Blue Jay ball. Let's go, Blue Jays.
I thought they were almost going to call a blocking foul on Lieberding. But Bush said, my fault, so he didn't think it was a foul either.
All right. Here come the Blue Jays. They're down 67-58. Curtis. Lieberding goes to the basket, shoots.
Hard contact.
Off, no good. Roll off with the rebound. Oh, he made it!
Yeah!
How did he make that? Logan Roloff! He's going to the line to try to make it a three-point play.
He got the rebound, went up and got the rebound. He went to shoot it.
Just
two guys clubbed him, and he threw the ball off balance about 12 feet up in the air, and it swished through the basket.
And Brody Metzger just fouled out of the game for Hills Beaver Creek. He's held to 4 points. Big free throws here for Logan Roloff. And it's good, a three-point play there for the Blue Jays. Makes it a six-point game. Well, that three-point shot, anything can happen.
That's right.
2:30 to play in the ball game, the section championship game.
The other thing the Patriots do so well is they set multiple screens on every possession.
Bush, out at the top of the key, drives to the basket, sure. Kicks it in the Mets jersey, he scores.
Wow.
20 points for Jamin Metzger. 2:10 to play.
Starting to run out of time here.
Asher. Here's a three-pointer by Curtis that rolls off. Roll off with the rebound. Lieberding for three.
Nope.
No, it won't go. Davis gets the ball. He's fouled.
That could have been an and one. Gosh, he almost made that. Got hit hard with the body. From Carson Metzger.
8-point lead with a minute 55 to go for the Patriots. And Patriots will be at the free throw line for Central Minnesota Christian.
It's imperative to get both of these free throws here.
No, he missed it. Jack, it cut it to six there. Jack, like I said,
Jack Swamy going to check in. Ted told him, he goes, you got to help trap. We need to steal here.
Second free throw by number 24, Landon Tatius. He's just a ninth grader. And it's good. 6 points for Tatius. Now the Blue Jays need to steal the ball. A minute 50 to play. Bush.
What? Oh, okay. I think that's right. Yep.
Riley with the foul.
He said, help trap, go for a steal. If you get a foul, you get a foul.
So Bush is going to walk to the free throw line for Hills Beaver Creek, leading 69-62.
We're still in the one-on-one here, Paul. So after this, they'll be shooting two the rest of the way, but this is just a one-on-one.
Micah Bush at the line. Important free throws. He makes it.
Well, he has kind of a side-to-side spin on that free throw. That was really weird.
It's an 8-point lead. 70-62 for Hills Beaver Creek with a minute 51 on the clock. Second free throw by Bush, and he has nothing but net. Three players to double figures. Blue Jays got a score and quick. Curtis, Tatius on the right wing. Lieberding, here's Osaki for three. Blocked. Osaki gets his rebound, and he tried to throw it out of bounds, and it is out of bounds. And it's going to be Blue Jay ball.
Wow, who kicked you out of the air to block that?
71-62, Hills Beaver Creek.
Well, Hills Beaver Creek, the Patriots are really guarding the perimeter now. They don't want to get, they know being up by nine, they can't give up three-pointers.
Blue Jays inbound the ball. Osaki in the corner. Double team, trying to get it to Roloff. And Roloff throws it off of Patriot. It'll be Blue Jay ball.
He was almost open underneath, but it was a good defensive recovery by Metzger.
A minute 28 to play.
Now everyone's going to be watching the clock, every possession. Every shot is big, every rebound, every turnover.
71-62. They get it in. Tatris. No. Quick.
Oh, bang it! He banks it in for three. Landon Tatris.
I did not think that was going to go. The angle, I just thought, ooh, that's a bad.
Oh, it's in!
We'll keep it right here with only a minute 25 to play in the ball game in this section championship game. Timeout on the floor. What a bank. He called that one, I think.
I didn't.
Three-pointer by Landon Tatius off the backboard. That was kind of an odd angle to be
at. It really was. Like I said, from my angle, it was going to a high corner of the backboard. I thought, ooh, that's a bad shot until he banked it in. He knew exactly what he was doing.
Just a minute 25 left in this basketball game. It's been a dandy, folks, but the Blue Jays just cannot seem to get over the hump.
No.
They cut it to four, they cut it to three, they cut it to five, and they get half the momentum, and all of a sudden, what does Hills Beaver Creek do?
All they do is set screens and get to the rim. They do some backdoor screens, ball screens, they're so aggressive, and you don't see Prinsburg switching, the Blue Jays switching on those screens a lot, so they're getting beat.
Timeout's over, the Patriots will get the basketball, they have to go the full length of the court.
We saw him do this before, and they ran someone on a backdoor play, and he's a wide-open touchdown. Let's see, now they have roll-off playing center field.
Now they get it in the bush, and everybody just backs off except Asaki and Gertis.
We don't know.
Patriots get it across half court. They go in the corner. A minute 15 to play.
Oh, gosh.
All the way across the row. Row tries baseline, and he'll pull it off to run more clock. Shot clock. Yeah, jump ball. Oh, a ball.
Wow.
Socky.
Boy.
Jump ball.
Boy. That was a good defensive by Caleb Asaki. And he thought he had a jump ball. Coach Tate just thought he had a jump ball. But they've got to convert now.
Reagan's row at 14 points in the first half. He's only got a bucket here. Now he makes his free throw for 17 points. Makes it a 72-65 game.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't matter now. You got to make your free throws.
Second free throw is good. Well, the Blue Jays' backs are against the wall with a minute six to go. They need to pop threes now. Here's Asher in the roll-off. Back to Asher. Asher for three. Hit the rim. Roll-off with the rebound. Tatius for three. Good! Three-pointer for Tatius.
We need to get a stop here. They only have one timeout yet. There's a
chance. Oh, Asaki tied it. Oh, he called him for a foul. I thought Asaki tied it up.
Yeah, he did right away. He's upset. He did right away.
73-68. Tatius with another three-pointer. That's three for Landon in the second half.
That's great defense by Caleb. I thought both of those instances, when he was called for fouls, they maybe could have called a jump ball, but they let him play through it.
Number five, Jamin Metzger at the free throw line. Some important free throws with 45 seconds. So he missed it.
Give him hope.
Give him hope.
And there's no rebounding help for the Patriots. They're all back on defense.
One more free throw attempt here for Metzger. And that one's good. That gives him 21. Timeout on the floor. We'll keep it here with 45 seconds to go. It's just a 30-second timeout. 74-68.
I was going to say, the Patriots, I think they've made six straight free throws until that first miss there by Metzger, but then he made a second. So, 6 points, it's still a game. There's a lot of time left, but you need to score here somehow.
Yep. And quick.
And quick, yep.
I saw on the national news Iowa girls state game where they were down by 12 and the girl kept stealing the inbound pass with seconds to go.
Yeah.
Came back and won.
Yeah, it's amazing. She had three steals underneath their own basket and put them back up right away. Yeah, that's pretty impressive. Anything can happen.
Anything can happen.
And we've seen some weird stuff in high school sports.
We talked about that coming down here, some of the odd basketball games we've seen over the years.
But there's no question about it. The Blue Jays need to score here, and for the Patriots, you get a stop.
You're looking really, really good.
All right, here comes Central Minnesota. Christian, up the clock is running. 40 seconds to go in the game. They go down low. The roll-off is good blocked from behind. And it's picked up by the Patriots. Gude's got a foul quick, and they foul.
That was Metzger on the block on that. Wow, that was impressive.
29 seconds to go. Patriots fans are on their feet behind us.
Yeah, I think they're feeling it now. That was a tremendous block by Jamin Metzger down there. Boy, he's had just an outstanding game.
74-68 with just 29 seconds to go. And the Patriots, number 23, Regan Rowe, at the free throw line. Missed it. Well, what's 2 threes do?
Well, they need another miss. The Blue Jays need to get a rebound. They need to quick score. They can use their timeout. Anything's still possible.
Second free throw is good. Here's a 19.
All right. Three possession game.
Give it to Weberink. Pop some threes. 27 seconds.
We need to scream for each other.
Here's Curtis for three. No good. Short. Falls on the floor. We got two Patriots collided. Hit their heads together hard.
We're going to call blood coming out of there.
They're going to be okay.
We're going to call a timeout. They got to call, Ted Tate just called a timeout when the ball is on the floor. But we're down to 19 seconds, Paul.
75-68. There was a major collision going for the rebound there. And bodies were all over the floor, and a couple of Patriots just slammed their heads together. And it looks like they're going to be okay, but tough spot for the Blue Jays right now with 19 seconds to go, down 75-68.
Yeah, they got possession. They got to run some kind of inbound possession where they get a quick look at a three. Hopefully they can make it. They have no timeouts. You instantly foul, and then you just play a foul game and hope they miss something so you can have another chance. But I would say it's slim to none, and it's probably closer to none.
Hey, I haven't mentioned this yet. We got another basketball game coming up.
That's right.
It's a 3AA championship game. Morris and Jackson County Central at 8 o'clock tonight. Curtis inbounds the ball for the Blue Jays. Lobs it in. Here's Tatis for a quick three. Missed it. And Roloff gets the shot up and scores. With 10 seconds to go, it's a 5-point lead. And the Patriots down the floor. 4 seconds. And foul by the Blue Jays.
He'll be the sixth has ever been to a state tournament before.
I know. 4 seconds to play in the ball game. Number 12, Armando Wagner at the free throw line.
This will be their first.
Free throws up and good by number 12, Wagner. He's got seven.
So neither the boys or girls have ever been to a state tournament, Paul. So we're witnessing history for Hills Beaver Creek.
Substitutes coming in for the Patriots. Substitutes coming in for the Blue Jays. Both fan bases are on their feet with 4 seconds to go. 76-70, a 6-point lead. Here comes Asher Weberdink out of the game. Getting a nice hand from the Blue Jay fans.
They're all just kind of getting in there, running out in the courts. And
going to the free throw line is Eduardo Wagner.
I think you and I are next up to go in, Paul. Everyone else has been cleared out.
Wagner's free throw. 76-70, 6-point lead for the Patriots. Free throw's on its way, and it's good.
Oh, that's nice because then it got the last of him.
77-70, and the Blue Jays will get the ball in play here with 4 seconds to go, down by seven. And they get it in. Rimey's going to put up a long three and misses it. And there's the ball game. 77-70. Hills Beaver Creek defeats Central Minnesota Christian by seven for the Section 3A Boys Championship game. And we'll take a couple-minute break here, and we'll come back with the Neon Needles post-game show right after these words from our fine sponsors.
Peter and Vicki Strand of the Strand Agency in downtown Dawson look forward to helping you with all your farm, business, and auto insurance needs. Give Peter or Vicki a call today at 320-769-4410. They're open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5, and you can find them on Main Street, Dawson. That's the Strand Agency, Peter and Vicki Strand. Kerry Harding and Grinnell Mutual understand the value of teamwork. That's why we are dedicated to the success of the hardworking student-athletes in our community. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Kerry Harding, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at Southwest Insurance Services today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Hoover Law Office and Mediation Center, located at 677 Pine Street in Dawson, is a full-service law firm providing legal services in family law, real estate, criminal defense, bankruptcy, probate, and estate planning. If you are in need of legal counsel, call our office at 320-769-2150 to set up an appointment to meet with Attorney Doug Kluver, or you can check us out online at kluverlaw.com. You can rely on Kluver Law Office and Mediation Center to continue to be your local full-service law firm and provide professional and prompt legal services.
Farming isn't just a job, it's a way of life. At Haugen Insurance Agency, we understand the unique challenges you face every day. With our many years of experience, we are able to assess your needs and match the right coverage with your operation, whether you're a small family farm or a large operation. Our dedicated team is here for you, providing support and expertise every step of the way. Protect your crops and your livelihood with confidence. Visit us on the web at HauganCropIns.com to learn more. Haugen Insurance Agency, a farmer's helping hand.
Farmers, this is your ticket to a bumper harvest. From golden corn rows to lush bean vines, we've got your fields covered. Haas Seeds offers Agra Gold and Golden Harvest seed products for all your seed needs. Contact Seth Haas at 320-444-1601. Or Steve at 320-444-0439 today. That's Haas Seeds, Seth and Steve Haas, Madison. Need some electrical work done on your farm, home, or business? Well, Brett Johnson of B. Johnson Electric is the man you're looking for. B. Johnson Electric does commercial, farm, and residential wiring. Brett is your complete source for all your electrical needs in the Q92 listening area. Contact Brett Johnson of B. Johnson Electric at 320-226-5070. That's 320-226-5070.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Welcome to the Neon Needles post-game show. Paul Ramel, Bart Hill here at courtside at the RE facility in Marshall. Here's your final score for the Section 3A Boys Basketball Championship game. Hills Beaver Creek, 77. Central Minnesota Christian Blue Jays, 70. So Hills Beaver Creek will go to the state boys basketball tournament, I believe, for the first time.
Oh, I just talked to some very ecstatic and emotional fans behind me. The first time ever boys or girls program. So, boy. So we got to witness history, Paul.
There we go.
Congratulations to the Patriots of Hills Beaver Creek. The first time ever their school will go in a state tournament.
Well, let's go through a Neon Needles player of the game. And who do we got there, Bart?
I'm saying Jamin Metzger. He just played a whale of a game at 21 points to lead the Patriots, but he was in so many plays, crashing the boards. I had him for 8 rebounds, but I kind of kept keeping track there at the end. He had three or four block shots, including the biggest one with about 40 seconds left in the game, and he was just all over. Very physical player, so congratulations to Damon Metzger.
21 points. He had only 8 in the first half. He had a great second half for the Patriots. You get the Neon Needles T-shirt to wear proudly. And a wow auto wash.
Well,
play of the game.
It's going to coincide with Jaden Metzger because there was about 40 seconds left. It was still a 6-point game, and the Blue Jays still had a chance. They ran a play, and Roloff got it down low, and it looked like he had an open shot, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, here came Jaden Metzger and had that block, chased down the rebound, got it up the court. They had the foul, and that was when the Patriots started making the free throws to seal the game.
All right, let's go through the scoring for Hills Beaver Creek. Brody Metzger, who fouled off the game, he is one of the starters. He only had 4 points. Micah Bush with 10. Carson Metzger with 15. Reagan's Rowe with 19. Eduardo Wagner with 8. And your lead scorer was Jaden Metzger with 21 points. So the Patriots had 4 players in double figures. For Central Minnesota Christian, Caleb Asaki with 10 points. He had 2 threes in the game. Landon Tatius hit 3 threes in the second half. He ended up with 12 points. Eli Gertis with 7. Logan Roloff with 11. And your leading scorer was Asher Weberding with 30 points. I think he had 30 points when we did his game in Montevideo also.
Yeah, and I think he said he had like 21 in the second half or something. Yeah.
So Asher Weberding, 30 points for the Blue Jays to lead the Blue Jays. The Blue Jays end their season. That was only their second loss of the season. They have 28 wins and 2 losses.
Yeah, and they'll be back. They have a plethora of talent coming back.
Let's talk about these seniors, Micah Asaki.
Yeah.
Micah did not play because he blew his knee out.
He did, and you can just see the raw emotion on his face when that clock was winding down, knowing that he didn't have a chance, you know, this year to bring the team to a state tournament. And he is a tremendous ball player and athlete. He certainly could have helped in this game, Paul. Then, of course, Logan Roloff. He was a starter all year long, a fantastic player for the Blue Jays. And you know what, Paul? That's the only 2 seniors they have on the team.
Okay, they're going to be reckoned with next year for
yeah.
sure, huh?
And they'll have Carter Tatius, excuse me, will be back in the lineup. We got to see him go out there for about 30 seconds tonight, so they'll bring back a full squad of players next year. And now they've experienced this championship game. They know what the physicality is and what they have to bring. And I would not be surprised if we see him here again next year.
That's right. So congratulations to Coach Ted Tatius, Travis Vanderwoody, and Austin Tabrake, the coaching staff there for the Blue Jays on an outstanding season.
Now you can see the disappointment on all their faces, but I'm looking at Hillsby Creek in the crowd. That's what high school sports are all about, Paul. That first time your school goes to a state tournament, there's nothing like it.
That's right. And they'll be celebrating for a long time because they got an extra week to celebrate.
That's right.
Because the state boys basketball tournament's a little different this year. They will not be playing it next year because I understand some scheduling conflicts with Williams Arena and Target Center and that. So they're going to have to wait a week.
Now, here's the great news, though. I know it doesn't seem like there's a lot of great news for Blue Jay Nation, but with 2 minutes to go in the game state tournament, the Blue Jay girls are up by 17 points, 79-62.
Wow.
They should be winning a state playoff game tonight.
Yep. And they're up against
the number two team in the state.
Yep. Wow.
So
congratulations to the Blue Jay girls.
81-62.
At the Maturi Pavilion. That's awesome. Well, we got another game coming up as Hills Beaver Creek is getting their trophy.
This is the best part, Paul.
And there they go. They're going to celebrate. Look at them celebrate. And here comes the students. Here comes the students on the floor. Head coach better get out of the way. And they're falling down. Hopefully nobody gets hurt.
You don't want any basketball players to get hurt.
Yeah, don't let no basketball. Look at the head coach getting in there. Hey, don't get hurt. Don't get hurt.
They already got one player. Well, maybe that was a fan, but...
Yeah,
they're going to do a big celebration.
Yeah, look at them celebrating big time right now. Look at him celebrate.
That is awesome.
And the Blue Jays on the other end are taking some pictures. They still celebrating over there?
They're still celebrating. This celebration is going to go long into the night.
That's what, it's all about, that's for sure. Yeah. All right. Well, I don't think we're going to get a chance to talk with Ted Kachus.
No.
And I think they'll just go to the locker room. So, Bart, we'll be back in about, what time is it?
Woo!
Hour and a half.
I have no idea. We're going to need time to calm down. I hope the second game is as exciting as this one was.
Yeah, we got Morris. Folks, you don't want to stay tuned for this one. Morris, Chicago, Alberta, and Jackson County Central.
Yeah, and Morris is the number one team in the state, I believe, correct?
Yeah, undefeated.
Undefeated, and Jackson County has Peter Gopher and another Division I football player, and they're basically like these two teams here.
All right, thanks a lot, Bart. And we'll be back on the air about 10 to 8 with our Subway pregame show. And then it's Morris and Jackson County Central.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. Section sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by many fine area businesses, including American Surplus and Montevideo, Froggatt Auction and Real Estate, Dawson Truck Parts, Dawson Tire Company, Olson Dray Service, Ludvigson Tiling, Tofty Auto and Sales, Gruel Electric, Cliff Wiesman Incorporated, Independent Oil Company in Canby, Kettit's Chiropractic Center, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Frontossel Seeds, Pete's Electric Motor, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Ag Plus Cooperative, Appleton Dental Clinic, Lee Motor Company in Dawson, House of Spirits in Appleton, Section Sports brought to you by Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Mineota Building Center, Madison Healthcare Services, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Greater Community Credit Union, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, CCM Health in Montevideo, KB's Bar and Grill, Gislason's Hardware, Klein Insurance, MB Golf Cars, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Sather Building Supplies, Larson Tiling Incorporated, Section Sports brought to you by the Dawson Dairy Queen, Clean Site Portable Restrooms, Jim's Market, Heather Nursery, Lean Lumber, Prince Bank, Jenny O Turkey Store, Cargill, United Prairie Bank, UFP Mineota, our premier sponsor, Hendricks Farmers Lumber, Purus, Cabby Co-op Credit Union, Section Sports brought to you by Shadowland Trucking and Lime Application, the Strand Agency, Southwest Insurance Services Incorporated, Hoover Law Office in Dawson, Haugen Insurance Agency, Haas Seeds, B. Johnson Electric, P.K. Egan's Restaurant, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Grace Haven Assisted Living, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Canby Farmers Grain, Edward Jones and Company, Chris Brzezinski for House, Countryside Auto, Farmers Union Oil Company, Section Sports brought to you by Hilltop Bar and Grill in Dawson, First Security Bank of Canby, Appleton Area Health, Wow Auto Wash, The Dryer Doctors, Tenson Marine, City Hall Bar and Grill, Culligan, Volkslager Concrete, Warren Triggestead Seeds, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Doug Service and Marine, Miller Services Incorporated, Ryan Smith Seeds, Woodstock Telephone Company, Section Sports brought to you by Johnson Memorial Health Services, Curry Sun Bank, State Bank of Taunton, B&B Electrical Contractors, Erickson Chevrolet and Dawson, Myers Electric and Infrared, Larson Brothers Concrete, Ag Processing Incorporated, AGP, Madison Bottling Company, Midwest Rivers Mutual Insurance, Madison Dental Clinic, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Canby Meat Center, and Hometown Kitchen and Bath. Thanks for joining us for Section Sports coverage on Q92. Thanks for listening to Q92, 92.1 FM.
If you have a smart speaker, listening to Q92 is easy. Just say, Alexa, play KLQP FM.